thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Genesis 37, verse 5 tells us Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him. First, dreamers are willing to make trade-offs. When God puts a dream in your heart, you'll have to make certain trade-offs, like forfeiting popularity for the pursuit of excellence and short-term pleasure for long-term fulfillment. Paul understood this principle. The Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me, but none of these things move me. Second, dreamers aren't always appreciated. Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him. Some people won't appreciate your dream because it reminds them of the dream they never had or the one they abandoned. And when they try to talk you out of your dream, often they're trying to talk themselves back into their comfort zone. They will present you with every rational excuse they've ever given themselves. So how should you respond? Love them. Help them, if you can. But don't be influenced by those who have given up on their dream. Author John Mason says, "If you move with God, you'll be critiqued. The only way to avoid criticism is to do nothing and be nothing. Even then, you might be criticized for doing nothing." Third, dreamers are overcomers. Joseph's dream enabled him to overcome temptation at the hands of Potiphar's wife, betrayal by his family, false imprisonment, and a lot of other things that cause us to quit. God's purpose alone should be the stuff of which your dream is made. To discover your dream, get to know yourself, your strengths and weaknesses. Observe where God has placed you, seek His counsel, and look for opportunities and kingdom connections. When you do, He will give you a dream for your life and help you fulfill it. Let these words from Visions, The Word for Today, stir up the dream in you.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.